Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And here we are again, bonus content, because, you know, we like to give free stuff out. Joe Canale, it's time for What Did We Watch Show. Joe, what did you watch?
I got two things I watched. One is a movie on Netflix called Extraction 2 with Chris Hemsworth. Did I use yours? I'm sorry.
No, Kevin Israel. Kevin Israel loves to watch garbage Netflix only movies, and this is his wheelhouse. And you just came in here and kicked all the dicks out of his mouth.
It's
with
mine.
Us.
You took my only thing.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've seen a couple of those as well. The best of those Netflix movies was Extraction.
Yeah.
One, as it turned out, we didn't know. But this one was, it was a second version. And like most, it didn't quite live up to the first one because you had the whole first one to compare it to. So it was, it was fine if you like the action, plenty of killing and shooting and stuff. But the plot was weak. But Chris Hemsworth carries it enough for a six. Six out of ten.
Six out of ten. Anything else, Joe?
Yes, one other thing. The Bill Walton on ESPN does a documentary on Bill Walton called The Luckiest Man Alive or The Luckiest Man in the World. Like nearly every documentary that's been done in the last 5 years, it is an episode too long. Most of them can be probably 20% shorter than they are. Other than that, if you're a sports fan, it's a very good documentary, if a little long. If you're not a sports fan, it's an okay documentary. My wife watched it with me and didn't go to her phone more than 20% of the time. So I feel like that, she watched some of it and there were points when she interacted. So if you can get your wife to interact on a documentary about a basketball player, I feel like that's an accomplishment. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll wait.
I give it a 8 out of 10 for sports fans. 5.5 out of 10 for non-sports fans.
I was going to say, I'll give you a quick one before this doesn't count because I did it last week. The American Gladiators doc, both on Netflix, and the 30 for 30, both are excellent.
Yeah, I heard it.
I've heard. That's good. Both of them. It's crazy when two come out and they're both good.
Yeah. Kevin Israel, tell me about Extraction 2 and whether Netflix specials or movies you've seen.
Well, I have to disagree with Joe. Oh. I think Extraction 2 was utter dog shit. It was so bad, I have to be honest, and I saw it 2 weeks ago. I don't remember a single thing about it. I couldn't tell you what the plot was. Yeah, I couldn't tell you what the plot was.
You know, it's the sister-in-law's in there somewhere.
Yeah,
you know,
they had it was so bad. The first one really had that 80s action movie feel where it was just, okay, Chris Hemsworth, a good-looking guy. He carried the part. He was big. He was strong. The whole thing. This movie was just a mess. It was, and I don't remember. I don't remember. It's terrible. 3 out of 10. And I just started watching a series on Apple TV called Silo, which is based off of a book series that I actually read. Post-apocalyptic type storyline. It's a 3-book series. Each book follows what's going on from sort of a different viewpoint and a different timeline. I've watched the first couple episodes. They really captured the books well. So well that it's almost hard for me to watch because I know what's happening. But if you haven't read the books and you like post-apocalyptic kind of what happened to these people, what's going on kind of stories, it's good. I would definitely check it out. So far, I would give it a 7.5 out of 10.
Can I recommend a book series just quickly? Yeah.
Why not?
It's going to be a Netflix series soon. It's called Three Body Problem. And
I heard about that book. I heard about that.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's crazy. I've never read sci-fi that has made me question existence in the universe and all that.
Yeah.
First book is very long, like all these, like the Lord of the Rings first book. If you can get through that, the second and third are great. And it's going to be a Netflix series. And I find it quite mind blowing.
Cool.
And I don't ever say that.
Well, sorry, you know Kevin. What, Joe? No, that's okay. You inspired me because now I'm going to do a quick book review. I am now about a third way in, Kevin Israel. This book is you and me all over it. It is called The Last Action Heroes, The Triumphs, Flops, and Feuds of Hollywood's Kings of Carnage. What is it about? Every single action hero from the 80s and 90s outline. Arnold, Stallone, Van Damme, Chuck Norris, Dolph Lundgren, Seagal, all of them. And I am and they're just reliving the feud between Stallone and Schwarzenegger. I am riveted, really cool. Riveted by that. What have I watched? I haven't seen anything new. What I did do, I'm rewatching the Mission Impossible films because I can't wait. This is my Super Bowl movie event of the year, Mission Impossible 7. I expect nothing less than an 8 out of 10. I rewatched Fallout. That's the best one. So bonkers great. It's an 8 out of 10, 8.5 out of 10, excuse me. And I'm watching right now Rogue Nation, though that's number 5. It's Tom Cruise bats 800 in my book. The man rarely makes a bad film. These films are works of art, and he goes bonkers with his own stunts, and the stories are airtight. I love them. I cannot wait. I will be seeing that opening day as we speak. So
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, I am too. You're very excited.
The last three have been so good. The first three are like,
you're right.
The first one, the second one, I get why people hate it. The third one had a great villain, but the plot, but 4, 5, and 6, someone poured rocket fuel into those writers' rooms right there. And those plots got insanely great. And Cruise says, I usually make about 1 or 2 insane stunts throughout each film. Nah, I'm gonna do about 5 to 8 now in every film. It is.
A motorcycle jump is bananas.
I'm telling you.
He's like Barry Bonds when he was juicing, because, you know, Cruise is taking all that stuff too right now, but he can in a movie.
Oh,
but it's the same kind of dominance.
He's getting the same HGH that Bonds had. And he's drinking the runaway blood of young Mormon boys, and it's working.
He's full Thetan, so he can. Whatever that Scientology level he's at.
He doesn't need blood.
I can't. It's going to be great. All right, that's going to wrap it up for What Did We Watch Today, everybody. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you later. Aloha.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. On sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save-